Mo is in the corner chair. Viennese blend is in the cup. And God is in the room working, hands on. I was a senior at Richmond Union High School in 1964. And in spite of all the tensions and turmoils around us, it was a good year. It was my last uncomplicated year. The Vietnam War was on everyone's mind, but so were words like Ford Mustang, 8-tracks, Beatlemania, Bob Dylan, Peyton Place, and giant hamburgers. Soon I would have to take life seriously. My senior year would be gone forever. Complications would come out of nowhere. But not today. I walked into the school counselor's office, glad to be out of class. Little did I suspect the lifelong repercussions of what was about to happen. Miss Myers sat behind her desk, and I took the chair opposite her. Ronnie, I have the results of your standardized testing from last month. You know, those little bubble tests that require number 2 pencil. She opened a folder with my student number on it and inspected it. Well, you've done very well. Why aren't your grades higher? She asked. I sat in silence. Finally, she looked up. Your scores show that you've not worked up to your potential. Are you planning to go to college? Yes. Have you thought about a major? She asked. No. Well, your results indicate you might want to stay away from a major that deals with people. I still smile thinking of her words. They challenged and energized me, but they didn't define me. God did. It was a miracle. He made it so people have become my life. Smile. He's still at it.